The overriding theme of this age is one of unification. Unification of the personality from the perspective of unification of self, the lower identification, changing and rising toward the higher, so that there's the unified action and awareness, reason, of the inner and the outer together. This takes the personal realization and experience of each individual, growing within the framework of realization of oneself. The greater self is what I'm speaking about here. So the overriding theme of unification includes the personality increasing in scope of each individual, growing more and more, realizing, becoming more aware of the unity of life, and a widening and rising perspective of what one is. So within that framework, we have the work of the paths or teachings, the unification that comes about when one goes beyond the particular path into the way, which represents that level or degree of awareness that is beyond the limitation and separateness of the approach. We have the unification of self, so that one's identification moves away from the limitation of the body or the spirit entity, which can be referred to as a subtle body, so to speak, or through many other names. But the realization and experience that one touches on when one is connected to, and feels connected to everything else and everybody else. And this experience continues to grow within the framework of life, living. There's the natural evolution that takes place. So this is the unification of the personality within oneself. As a person grows higher and rises higher in this and the scope increases, then one naturally and normally looks upon others as themselves, other things as oneself, experiences and feels the connectedness of life and not so much the separateness of this. So this is taking place for each and every individual, each soul within this realm. And as this takes place, it rises higher in the more expansive areas. So they get freed also. There's the freeing and rising higher, the balancing takes place. But this is only one scope of this. And what it means when we speak of the unification of the personalities is that we should, if we desire to work consciously along with this, then pay attention to those elements within one's own life that are leading toward this, and this will make it easier to break down the limitation and the identification of self as lesser. You look at all the activities that are taking place in the world, and they are all pointing toward this unity of living. The unity of living expresses itself in all sorts of manners, including social activities, sports, religions, which are the outer faces of the ways or the paths, outer aspects of the teachings of the real. It expresses itself, this unity of living in science, mathematics, how we come together in speaking and language, how community grows and becomes more important, how social aspects reveal the benefit of living with each other, depending upon each other, our interdependence in terms of education, of economics, the political recognition that we do have effects upon one another, the environment, and so forth. And as all of this takes place, then we're building a harmonization of life, of being within this planet. So we recognize this, pay attention to it, and then apply the process within our own life as we're guided. Should you feel connected enough and inspired enough to do so. But for the one who is sincere and is sincerely trying to help and move on, then that person attempts to promote this within one's life and activities, within one's sphere, no matter what it includes. So this is part of the harmonization of living, harmonization that takes place through life. Within that scope, there are the particulars of the ways or teachings or paths which have resulted in various traditions, religions, as outgrowths of them. But all of these are ways that promote and offer opportunities for people to grow toward remembrance, recognition, and realization of oneself, what is real, what is lasting, how to act in a more broad way, to live and act through various spheres in addition to the physical, and to harmonize these things. These ways and teachings and paths also provided opportunities for people to cling on to them, and they offer an opportunity for divisiveness. So there are many, many people who are on the path, so to speak, but are limited and separate, and who put themselves above somebody else, put them their own work and their own tradition as being number one, and anything else could be of value, but they place themselves higher. So it's important to recognize this and to counter that within one's own personality, and to look for those opportunities that will enable people to have increasing respect and consideration for those from other traditions. And the overriding theme here is that we have all come from different perspectives, and that each one is valid within its own realm up to the level of its limitation, and that there are many different purposes for the different paths, and they've all come from and stem from one basic being, and that reality has shown its face through different means so that people can accomplish goals, society can grow, can be for the evolution of all humankind in various ways, and then it gives an opportunity for people with different inclinations to gravitate toward different approaches. And also the methods that were applied were more specific for the persons or time that were involved. So it gives opportunities for this greater growth. Now's the time for the recognition of this, and we recognize how they've all come from the same source. And so it's important in promoting this unity and harmonization of the ways that we keep in mind that there will be a breaking down of the barriers between them, and to look for the opportunities that the openings that we're given to promote greater harmonization, greater unity, greater friendship, greater respect between peoples of different traditions. However, there's always going to be resistance to this until people finally grow to a point or a level where it's more common and where it's the unity is common. Common, it reaches into the mass consciousness that we're part of it. So we have to recognize that there'll be a lot of reactions to it, especially now as we're moving from separateness toward harmony. Each step that this takes, a person has to let go of their own particular path or way or religion or approach as being a primary, and they have to accept others as being of greater value. And this means that there is a loss of power or control from the perspective of the person, we'll say the priest, the conveyor of the teachings within that outer limited framework. And there's also the fact that people become familiar and comfortable with a particular path, and letting go of that means that they have to accept something new. And this is difficult within the personality of the individual as they grow from letting go of the limitation of self to acceptance of oneself as larger, letting go of personal desires so much and moving more toward their real universal desire of harmony, love, joy, peace, the expressions of life in the real. And as a result of this, then we find in the person there's also that fight of the ego, the fight of letting go of self-identification as being lesser, and the moving of the rising higher of desires to the real. And the same is true within any group, and groups can be small or large. Anybody, B-O-D-Y, is an organism. And this then shows why there's also the clinging and grabbing on and the rise of fundamentalism. And this, in its extreme, causes anger, hate between people. There are wars, bloodshed, as one group tries to continue supremacy over another. These things we have to recognize within a larger framework for those who can. For those who can't, at least take it as a possibility and then look for the opportunity to explore this more. So these are some of the fundamental aspects of the rise of unification of the teachings and the ways that we look for the particular methods to harmonize and promote this unity and respect between peoples. One of the teachings that was brought through, one of the ways this can be done more, as an example, would be things like the dances of universal peace that were unfolded and came through an individual named Samuel Lewis, who had the original inspiration of this, and then it was continued on, gathered these together, transmitted to him and through him, so that as a result of that, people can practices which provide a way to honor all the different traditions and actually experience some of the approaches through movement, recitation, attunement, and they recognize that it's another level of themselves, their own greater being, and they recognize the unity of experience, how it shows its truth, how truth shows its face, in various forms. In addition to touching on and balancing experiences and so forth. So this gives an opportunity for people to come together from various faiths, various traditions, and to honor each other. Respect grows, and then it breaks down barriers and gives an opportunity for greater unity and harmonization. This is only one example. There are many, many others that can be applied here. Sports is an example where people get an idea. For example, the Olympics, while it's been perverted quite a lot and has turned to more toward personal goals, toward promotion of money, toward organizations, toward goals of superiority of one nation over another, the basic fundamental thrust was one of unity and harmonization, that betterment of the world through sports. And this takes place in organizations like Doctors Without Borders and so forth, people who work together. It's a result of the direct contact in which one person from one country and another person from another country or path come in connection with each other, and they find that there's unity of being, there's more acceptance of the peoples, there's a breaking down of barriers, and there's an increase in harmonization, love, intermarriage in many cases, and so forth. So society grows more together. And this is the basic overall functions that are taking place, and it behooves all those people within this world who are attempting to go on further to try to keep this in mind as much as they can and make the space for being guided to contribute to this. The harmonization of the ways is a very strong aspect, because this is one of the greater and more important parts of the of many people's lives who certainly are religious. And for those who are not, then the harmonization takes place in other manners, through other means. But it's still very important to express that unity to them, because there is still that same feeling that we are all connected. And many of the people who are agnostics or atheists actually are very connected to the world itself and to the spirit and to the real. And their disdain for giving away of the particular religions is because they see the falseness in it and see the reality of the sunset and the light and the breath and the unity of living together on a small planet. It doesn't mean that they aren't good people. It only means that they're not necessarily concerned with religion as the means to do this. So we keep all of these things in mind, and then we follow what's guided, where we're guided to help out. And this is part of the greater aspect of the harmonization of the paths. The paths include those who are non-religious, as well as those who are religious, those who are without the named form of a particular approach, be it Christianity or Islam or Buddhism or Hinduism or Judaism or whatever it happens to be. One could go on for a long, long time. So this is something to keep in mind for your own growth, that we're attempting within the framework of harmonization and unification, and the paths include those who are non-religious as well as religious.